Welcome to podcast number 340. On July 18th, Life Between the Vines attended the Rutherford Dust Society 25th Anniversary Tasting at San Francisco's St. Francis Yacht Club. With 30 vintners in attendance, we had the opportunity to chat with some of Napa Valley's finest winemakers. With that in mind, we posed this question to the winemakers. Just what is Rutherford Dust?
Good question.
The dust grows some of our best cabs that we make in Napa Valley.
It takes a lot of Rutherford Dust to make a good Cabernet.
That's a great question. I even have a hard time with it.
It means that you make the best Cabernet Sauvignon from Rutherford Dust. Ask anybody.
Rutherford Dust is the heart of Rutherford and maybe the Napa Valley.
Yeah, I would call it special.
Rutherford Dust is what's needed to make a great cab.
To me, everyone has a different perspective of Rutherford Dust.
It has a little bit of a cocoa powder finish.
Is that quintessential item that makes the wine what it is.
Welcome to Day in the Dust. We're here in lovely St. Francis Yacht Club in San Francisco celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Rutherford Dust Society.
So we're here with Todd Groff. Todd is the winemaker at Frank Family Vineyards. How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. Enjoying a day in San Francisco.
You know, it's a fabulous day. It was a great tasting this afternoon at lunch. And again, thank you very much. But man, you guys seriously do make some wonderful wines.
No, I think we work pretty hard on it. We own some great vineyards. And we make it, we sell it, people drink it, we have a great time.
Great time is what it's all about when you get right down to it.
I got to tell you, it makes it a lot better than if it wasn't a great time.
Okay, so here's the toughest question of the day. What is Rutherford Dust?
Good question. Well, I think we're going to give a lot of credit to Andrei Telichev, who said it takes a lot of Rutherford Dust to make a good Cabernet. And then we took that name and we ran with it. And now this is a group of us all promoting our region, predominantly Cabernet Sauvignon, but not only Cabernet. But for Frank Family, we own two vineyards, about 100 acres in Rutherford, make three wines out of Rutherford, four wines actually, and we're big supporters of it, and I think as you look around, there's a lot of supporters of it.
A lot of supporters, because it tastes really good. So tell me something, does it have a taste as far as you're concerned?
I gotta tell you, if you taste the wines, people say it has the dust. Now, there's multiple levels of Rutherford. You know, we have a little part on the hillside that's different than our part on the valley floor. So it's a little different, but you put it all together, and I like Andre's term.
For our listeners who want to learn about you online, how would they do that?
www.frankfamilyvineyards.com.
Fantastic. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ray.
I'm here with our now old friend, Steve Tonella. Steve, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
It's good to see you. We're at the Rutherford Dust Society tasting. What is Rutherford Dust?
Rutherford just basically describes the terroir, our little piece of the world. Just represents the classic terroir of, you know, Rutherford and Cabernet, warm days, cool evenings, very slow maturation of the grapes, the soil types that are conducive to Cabernet red blends and Bordeaux varietals.
So would you call that special?
Yeah, I would call it special. I think, you know, 3% of the world is Mediterranean climate. And, you know, Rutherford's one of the widest parts of Napa Valley in the center. So, you know, not too warm, not too cool, just right. So ideal for Bordeaux varietals.
Yeah. For our listeners who want to learn about you online, how would they do that?
They go to rutherforddust.org, and it has all of our history, all of the wineries, and certainly it's 30-plus wineries, which most are here today. And you can stop by and visit anytime you're in the Napa Valley area.
What about your website?
It's srtonellacellars.com.
Excellent, man. Good seeing you again.
Likewise. Thanks very much.
All right. This is great to come back and be in Napa and see Sarah Fowler of Peju and Calmer Winery as well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
As many of our listeners know, we just did a full-length interview with Sarah after many years. And here we are at the Rutherford Dust Society tasting. Tell me, what does Rutherford Dust mean?
Rutherford Dust. Well, Rutherford Dust is truly the flavor profile and maybe the terroir of the Rutherford Appellation. And the Rutherford Dust Society has been putting on the Rutherford Dust tasting for many, many years. And I've been a part of this for over 20, and it brings me great pleasure to have this group for the very first time in San Francisco. So Rutherford Dust is the heart of Rutherford and maybe the Napa Valley.
So is there a taste associated with that?
Well, some people say there is a taste, and I mean, maybe there is. And again, it goes back to terroir and what makes Rutherford a little bit different and what makes any other appellation different. So there is a taste, and so if someone's interested, what they need to do is come visit us and and we'll certainly have them go through the wines and see if they can distinguish it themselves.
For our listeners who want to learn about you both at Peju and Kalmer, how would they do that online?
Oh, they can Google us, peju.com and Kalmer, C-A-L-M-E-R.com.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
My name is Gina Rose Oliva.
And I'm Emily Byrne.
What's the name of your winery?
Provenance Vineyards.
Provenance is right on Highway 29. You really can't miss it. And you're part of the Rutherford Dust Society, so what's Rutherford Dust?
Well, as Andrei Chelyachev once said, Rutherford Dust is what's needed to make a great cab, and I'm aligned.
Yeah.
What I love about Rutherford Dust is the characteristics that it brings to the Cabernet in this region. That cocoa powder that is so distinctive and well-known, it's what makes us proud to be in the Rutherford Society and around these great people today.
And for our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, what is your website?
ProvenanceVineyards.com.
Ladies, thanks for taking the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm here with Claudia Fleury of Fleury Estate Winery, correct?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
So this is the Rutherford Dust Society tasting. What makes Rutherford Dust important?
We are known for the dust. It's what grows some of our best cabs that we make in Apple Valley.
Can you taste it?
You sure can. The Appalachians are very distinct in Apple Valley, and I believe that you can definitely taste the variations in the wines.
How would you describe it, though, specifically to Rutherford Dust?
The terroir is very earthy. It's got a great nose. It's very distinct to any of the other wines that you try throughout the region.
For our listeners who want to learn a little bit about you online, what is your website?
It's Fleury Estate Winery Direct. We have a website, or you can go on info@fleurywinery.com for any other questions or information you may need.
Claudia, you did fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Elizabeth DeLuise Gant. I got that part right, right?
That is correct.
And the name of your winery?
Concrete Winery.
And Elizabeth, you're the winemaker, correct?
That is correct.
And how long have you been the winemaker there?
I have been almost 2 years at Concrete. So 17 was my first vintage.
That was an interesting vintage to start with, wasn't it?
It was, but I just blended my 17 AVAs in Anthology, and I'm really looking forward to having everyone try those because I think it's a great vintage, and I think it's one of the memorable ones.
Concrete is a very well-known winery because you're right on Silverado Trail. And how long has the winery been in business?
Since the 70s.
What exactly is Rutherford Dust?
When I try to describe Rutherford Dust to people, I define it as it's a very unique smell and taste that's only unique to Rutherford. I have a very hard time describing what the exact characteristics are, but as a winemaker, when you taste and smell it, you know it's Rutherford.
So, taste. How would you relate to taste? What would be the descriptors?
Some of the descriptors that I like to describe is I get some like dark blackberry notes. There's a nice sweet tobacco. And then for me, it's like a lot of refined tannins too, but there's that sweet tobacco note that's kind of characteristic for me.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, what is your website?
Our website is concrete.com.
Right. Well, this was nice meeting you. Thanks very much.
Nice meeting you too. Thank you.
I'm here with Kelly Carter of Alpha Omega. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm great, Ray. How are you today?
I'm really good. So, Kelly, you know, I'm really curious. What exactly does Rutherford Dust mean?
It means that you make the best Cabernet Sauvignon from Rutherford Dust. Ask anybody.
And Alpha Omega is right in the heart of Rutherford, isn't it?
We are. We're so proud. We have our Thomas Vineyard, which is on the western hillside of Highway 29. Amazing Cabernet Sauvignon.
So what are you pouring today?
Today we're actually pouring Sauvignon Blanc, our 2012. Our 1155 vineyard surrounds Alpha Omega. So when you're sitting on our beautiful terrace and you look out at the Mayacamas and the fountains and the vineyards, that's our 1155 vineyard, and that produces our Sauvignon Blanc. A lot of people don't know, because even though Cabernet Sauvignon is king in Rutherford, amazing, amazing, amazing Sauvignon Blanc grows there too. There's a whole row that starts like down at Honig, and it goes through, and it's got this great soil that just is perfect for Sauvignon Blanc. So don't dismiss Sauvignon Blanc from Napa Valley, and especially not from Rutherford, it's really good.
Never in a million years.
I hope you have a chance to try our Sauvignon Blanc 1155. We're pouring it out of Magnum, which obviously bigger is always better, and it's just the last of it.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about Alpha Omega, which is a winery we've been associated with for a long time, how would they do that online?
AOWinery.com.
It's pretty easy. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Ray. Enjoy your time here at Day in the Dust.
I am. Okay, this is the first time I've had to talk to you guys, so this is good. All right, I am here with Paul Steinhauer, without an H, of Flora Springs. How you doing, Paul?
Very well, thank you very much.
And Paul, you're the winemaker at Flora Springs, correct?
That's what they tell me. Yes, I'm the winemaker there.
That's the rumor around town.
I've been there a very short period of time, 29 years.
Oh, wow, you're just like breaking the surface here.
Right? Yeah. Beautiful day in San Francisco. Glad to be here at the Rutherford Dust Tasting.
Brings up an interesting question for me. What is Rutherford Dust?
Well, it's a group of people that have property between Zinfandel Lane on the north side and Bella Oaks Lane on the south side, on both sides to the trail. And there's a characteristic in the soil. We call it that red rock Rutherford dust. And there's a lot of wineries making great wines, as you can attest, as you've tasted around here. So we like to get together a couple of times a year and show what we make.
Well, what makes it special?
You know, I always say the valley floor is a little bit more on the red fruit, and you can taste some of the wines around here a little more on the red fruit, and then you go up into the hillsides, like what we're tasting here today at Flora Springs, it's a little more on the black fruit, and so you get an array. I mean, it's not like one, you don't really pigeonhole the appellation. I think you, just like Oakville, there's the hillside, the valley floor, and it makes a unique experience to taste a number of different styles.
Is there a taste to Rutherford?
You know, people say the dust, I mean, you could go along with that, the minerality, the dust. I think a lot of it is, rootstocks, clones, locations. I mean, I've done a number of different Appalachian tastings from all of them. I think there is. I've been a tasting group for 15 years, and we do an April Fool's tasting and connect the dots to different Appalachians. And you kind of start at the mountain fruit and work down to the valley. And I try to pick Rutherford first, and there is definitely a continuity. And I usually, more often than not, can peg that one. Moreover, in the mountain fruit. So
for our listeners who want to learn about Flora Springs, how would they do that online?
You could go to the website, florasprings.com. It's a family-owned and operated winery purchased in the mid-70s from the Martini family, and was going to start out as a hobby, and then they kind of grew it into what it is today. And they started acquiring a number of different vineyards from other Appalachians. They own 13 different vineyard sites now. We sell to upwards of 40 other wineries. Some of our neighbors in the room here, and so it's been a great experience. I mean, it's hard to find family-owned and operated wineries that still have the same principles they had in the mid-70s.
Excellent. You guys have done a great job. Paul, it was a real pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
You as well. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm here with Stephen Honig of Honig Vineyard and Winery, and so you don't really have a title since you've got the family name. Is that how that works?
I actually have a title, I just don't put it on my card. I'm Director of California Sales for the winery, but we really do all sorts of work. I mean, anything that's needed at the winery, you're pretty much jumping in. From a young age, when we were laying irrigation pipes on the property, to currently whatever needs to be done, it's just always been kind of a you do what needs to be done philosophy.
What is Rutherford Dust?
So to me, everyone has a different perspective of Rutherford Dust. It's obviously the Appalachian is named, Rutherford Dust should come from the Rutherford Appalachian. To me, really what it is if you, for instance, took your pinky and put it in a little Hershey cocoa powder, semi-sweet, and you just tipped it on the tip of your tongue, it was that feeling is what Rutherford Dust is to me. It's kind of a semi-sweet characteristic, but it's also got a dry dustiness to it. And that's really kind of what I describe as Rutherford Dust. Now, everyone has a signature palate, everyone has a perspective of what they like, what they don't like, and how they perceive things. So Rutherford Dust can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. That's just my personal experience.
That's the best definition I had today. You win the award, sir, so you'll be able to juggle for us in just 1 minute.
I will.
But before we go there, so for our listeners who want to learn about you online, what is your website?
It is www.honigwine.com, honigwine.com.
Thank you, sir.
Nice to meet you. Wait, we're gonna get some juggling going here. Wait. I'm here with Lisa Barker Mullen of Sullivan Winery. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. This is the Rutherford Dust Society tasting. What is Rutherford Dust?
Well, Rutherford Dust inside the AVA is this distinct quality that we keep finding in all of the rich soil, the dirt in Rutherford. And it has a little bit of a cocoa powder finish. So a lot of the wine, especially the Cabernets from this area, you have that indicative taste. So once you taste enough, you can almost point it out immediately.
Cool. And for our listeners who'd like to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Would visit us at sullivanwines.com.
Excellent. It was nice meeting you. Thank you.
Lovely meeting you, too. Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Brian Connor of Freemark Abbey. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. This is a great event, Rutherford Dust Society. How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing this the past couple years, mostly represented by our winemaker, Ted Edwards. He's been part of the Rutherford Dust Society from its inauguration 25 years ago.
So you're a ringer then? Is that it?
A little bit.
So I see your Ted. Are you a sommelier?
I have a certified sommelier, and then this is the WSET level 3 as well. So.
Wow, I'm very impressed. That's
I drink professionally.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Then you are a sommelier, you drink professionally. What the heck is Rutherford Dust?
Rutherford Dust is that quintessential item that makes the wine what it is. It kind of defines, you know, if you heard the French term, the terroir, that's a lot of people throw around. But really, Ted Edwards gives the dust that quality that it needs to make it unique in terms of all of the Napa Valley wines.
Can you taste Rutherford Dust?
I think so. It literally has that like minerality, almost that chalkiness to it. You almost feel it. I refer to it as grip. When you drink the wine, you actually feel it like against the top of your, or when you put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, you go back and forth, kind of pulls a little bit. Some people think it's tannin, but with the Rutherford Dust, I think that's a great component to it.
It's very good. You're very good at this.
Thanks. Done it once or twice.
So, Brian, for our listeners who want to learn about Freemark Abbey, how would they do that online?
They would go to freemarkabbey.com, check out all of our websites. We've actually been a bonded winery since 1886, specializing in all the Cabernets and Chardonnays that we put our name to.
Excellent, man. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you as well. Thank you.
This is kind of special for me. I'm here with Jessica Neal. Jessica is third-generation farming, but second-generation winemaking in Neal Family Vineyards. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. So first things first, we were just chatting, and Gove Celio, who is an old friend of ours in an interview from way back, I understand he retired, which is sad, but great.
Yes, he has retired. He loves it. I mean, he's on his boat. He's out here in San Francisco, and we miss him, but, I mean, he's left some great great paths in the Neal family, so we're really happy for him.
Well, and this is a little tribute to say, hi, Gove, we miss you.
We do miss him, yeah.
Excellent. So let me ask you a question here. Well, first of all, what is your role in the winery?
So I do sales and marketing, but I'm helping out with the production side as well. So.
Do you think you'd ever go down the path of becoming the winemaker?
I would hope so. Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited about that. So got to start from the bottom, understand the whole business, and then work my way up. So
you got to learn things before you can really get into the purple hands thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my dad's always told me it's important to know everything. So knowing how the whole business works is important if you want to run it eventually. So.
Yeah, I agree. So here's the tough question of the day, so I'm going to give you a big test.
Okay.
What is Rutherford Dust?
Good question. So the way we explain it, because we actually have Rutherford Dust on our label, the way I explain it is that the tannins of every wine, it has a little bit of softer crunch, and so it's a top layer of a soil of Rutherford, and it actually is a dust. It's always all over my car, but you can actually taste it in the wine as well. It has like a nice, soft, crunchy tannin, so that's what we enjoy about it. So
from your point of view, you definitely have a taste. You know what it tastes like.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it definitely has a distinct taste in the wines, and we love it. So.
For our listeners who'd like to learn about Neal Family, how would they do that online?
It's www.nealvineyards.com.
Excellent. This was a real pleasure meeting you. Sincerely, thank you. And again, tell Gove I said howdy.
Thank you so much. I will. Thank you.
I'm here with Ashley Lewis and Stevens Moody of Matthew Bruno Wines, which for me is very hard to say quickly. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're good. Very, very good. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go to you, Stevens. What is Rutherford Dust? You're the winemaker, right?
Rutherford Dust Society is a Appalachian viticultural area, to be legally correct. I do know it's a microclimate that's recognized by the government for blending of specific and unique wines, which is intended to help the consumer.
So tell me, does it have a taste?
I think so, definitely.
It most certainly does.
What would the taste be?
Ooh. Well, there are various tastes, to be honest with you, but you have the a very unique composition from the soil across the Napa Valley before you get up in the hills, which changes the composition of the grape ripeness and flavor. It's really all about yield with what you can produce and how much stress you put on the vine, how many pounds you put on the vine, and that's what you're kind of honing in. But I would say there are various flavors around Rutherford. You got to pick the right one.
That's fair. Would you be able to taste it on your own if it were a blind tasting?
I think so.
I'm no sommelier. I would think I should be able to.
You should.
But in theory, I could be tricked by my friends.
That would be just unfair and wrong. I think we should try it. So for our listeners who want to learn a little bit about Matthew Bruno Wines, how would they do that online?
They would go to MatthewBruno.com. Matthew with one T.
This was really nice meeting both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Learn more by visiting RutherfordDust.com.
Thanks for listening, and remember to like us on Facebook. Also, check out our YouTube channel.
Life Between the Vines is produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced and edited by Ray Pfister. Theme song and original music written and recorded by Tim Dondarevo. Additional original music by Ray Pfister. Our host is Kay Paskoff. Our graphics and website specialist is Lawton Hall. Our web geek is Dan Gieschen. Photos by Jeanette Herniak and Catherine Shearer. Copyright 2019.